How about a story? Just sit back, relax, and get ready to listen, because it's story time at the Met. Our storyteller for this episode is the director of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, Philippe de Montebello. Where does the story come from, Philippe?
The ancient Roman poet Ovid told this tale in a book called The Metamorphoses. What an interesting word, metamorphoses. Shall I tell you what it means? The word metamorphosis means changing shape. Metamorphoses means more than one change of shape. Ovid's Metamorphoses tells many stories about people, gods, and other beings who changed from one shape to another. Long, long ago, in Greece, high in the mountains, far from any cities, there was a distant land known as Arcadia. Only a few people lived in Arcadia, raising goats and sheep in the rocky meadows. Arcadia was also the home of Pan, the god of shepherds and their flocks. Pan looked like an old man with overgrown hair, beard, and two goat's horns growing from his forehead. He galloped around on his woolly goat's legs with cloven hooves. Old Pan lived alone, the ruler of mountains, woods, and fields. He had a strange power to make others lose their wits with fear when they were out in a lonely place. The Greeks had a name for this terror caused by Pan. They called it panic. One day, through the trees, Pan happened to spy a water spirit called a nymph. Her name was Syrinx, and she was the fairest of the daughters of the god of a river named Ladon. The sight of Syrinx's grace and beauty filled Pan with love. He called out to her, "O lovely nymph, talk to me." But the sound of his voice filled Syrinx with panic. She fled from Pan, back toward her father's home in the river. The god ran after her, shouting, "Stop! I love you! I won't hurt you!" But this frightened Syrinx even more. Soon she grew tired, and Pan began to catch up with her. But then she saw the marshy banks of the Ladon ahead. "Save me!" cried Syrinx to the water nymphs, her sisters. They heard her voice just in time. As Pan was about to catch her, she stepped into the sandy mud along the riverbank. Suddenly, Syrinx changed shape. Pan reached out to grasp her hair and found himself holding a hollow reed. A passing breeze made the reed vibrate. A sad but beautiful sound filled the air. When Pan heard it, he said, "Beautiful nymph, I want to hear your voice forever." He plucked the reed and cut it into pieces of different lengths. He put the pieces in a row, from the longest to the shortest, and tied them together. When he blew over the hollow reeds, sweet music emerged. Pan named this musical instrument a syrinx and played it wherever he went. The syrinx also became known as the panpipe. The Arcadian shepherds played this simple instrument to pass the time while they guarded their flocks. You can see a marble statue of Pan from ancient Rome the next time you visit the Metropolitan Museum. It's one of the remarkable works of art that entered our collections during my 31 years as director. Starting October 24th, you can see some of these artworks in a special exhibition called The Philippe de Montebello Years, Curators Celebrate 3 Decades of Acquisitions. The exhibition continues through February 1st, 2009. I hope you'll come and share in this wonderful celebration at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Thank you, Philippe, and thank you, our visitors, for listening to Storytime at the Met. The story of Pan comes from Metamorphoses of Ovid, translated and with an introduction by Mary M. Innes, Penguin Books, 1955. This has been a production of Antenna Audio.